What's up, bitch? I fucking love you. Let me suck that dick. It's your sunbud anniversary. This party will be sick. Now it's only an idea, but I'll cry if you say it's gay. We gotta kick this shit off with a wicked ass play.
Ass play?
No, not that. I mean, unless you wanna do it. I'm like, I'm for anything. No homo, only as your student.
Toilet.
Sorry, got off topic, but you gotta be in it. What? Starring in a play has been my dream for a minute. Slay. Tweezy, all this up, guys. This play's gonna be so sexy. But the princess flings spaghetti like a bistro chef with epilepsy. Oodles and noodles are dropping out the royal pockets while she's screaming like an artist's eyes are popping out their sockets. Despite being full of passion, this is worse than anyone imagined. She's gonna turn this historical play into a fucking tragedy. And even Twiley can't deny what's painfully plain. Sally's got lights on her ass, but they're all off in her brain.
Celestia, we love you, but you're such a basic bitch. The picture of regality is true, but girl, you're dumber than a sack of dicks.
So the deadline's approaching, Twiggy's neurosis encroaching because of the subject she's loathing, just the idea of broaching, and she's all shit. I'm fucked, bro. I can't tell my teacher acting blows. On the other hand, if we put her in the show, she'll look like fag when everyone knows. Why am I gonna make this quick? Just rack it up and admit. A 1,000-year-old bitch ain't gonna fold if you tell her acting shit. Even Apple Bloom has learned this lesson. How are you this fucking thing?
But if I make her mad, I'll never get the stuff that Princess did.
Anyway, Twiggy figures they can fix her mentor's drama skills. But Tia's as perceptive as a kid who swallowed mama's pills. Acting like a stroke victim, Twi begins eventually thinking she's potentially developing dementia. We don't know the life cycle of an alicorn. It's possible the cause of all her recent failures is progressive loss of all her mental faculties. So Twi must help the princess briefly make this acting dream come true before her mind gives out complete.
Celestia, we try to be patient, but girl, you're a tragedy.
It has always been. And Purple singing, dude, his reassurance goes, that's pretty thin. I just thought you should get to fully live this dream you got before you turn into a vegetable. And I had to have you shot. So, honesty, blah, blah, blah. They kiss, make up, and do the play. But honestly, the audience is acting pretty fucking gay. They're talking shit, but then old son, but literally saves the day by pulling an unscheduled dawn. And Twiggy's just like, hey, I was gonna do that. I had a whole plan, don't you remember? But then you two assholes stopped me in that movie back in September. So, Celestia is confronted by a terrifying final thought. She's not supposed